The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome into another edition, another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, as always, Devin Ellington, DALE007 on Twitter. Make sure to go over there and give me a follow if you haven't already. New listeners, welcome. Old listeners, welcome back. Wipe your feet. Come on in. Today, we are going to obviously be prepping some college football. We have a decent, to say the least, amount of games to talk about. NFL starts tomorrow. We got a couple items to talk about with that also. But important stuff first, go to hoop-ball.com. Make sure to look at the loyalty program. But before you do that, check out the free stuff, the free articles. We got lots of them. We're going to have Riley on a free play today, going for his third pick in a row. Our free plays are rotisserie, batting order style. Whoever hits gets to keep going. So I'm going to preview a couple of college football games in depth today, talk about some things, cover some angles. Going to go over some tally site selections and picks and plays for me. And we got some really good games to talk about. We'll preview some stuff. And man, what a day. What a day. Yeah, so WNBA in the Discord has been going a bit fun as well. We've been playing a lot of unders, a lot of first quarter, first half stuff. One of our subscribers pointed it out. So then we've got to make sure you're using these promo codes, especially over MyBookie, mybookie.ag, HoopBall. This is the promo code. Go over there, use that, get your money, because you're about to have some odds boosts out the wazoo. Tomorrow night in the Tampa Bay-Dallas game, it's a $25 max bet, but $50, and it's guaranteed. You put that bad boy on there, and the odds are minus 110, and it's for any team to score in the Tampa Bay-Dallas game. Simple as that. Like, if that's like us, someone handing you $50. So get in there. You don't have to select a bonus. Just use the promo code, activate the account, and use the $50. You can withdraw it. You can keep it rolling. Use on Riley's free play. So we got Jonathan that hits home run props like it's none other. So a lot of plus money over here. We try to give you plus money and some proven winners. So our team is diverse. All right. Well, I think we can probably move into the meat of the show. It's going to be a little bit shorter, a little more structured, so to say. I'm just going to do kind of some rundowns on some teams that are interesting me, some things I need to look over and refresh myself on. So I'm using a couple different new resources. College football. We'll dabble in the NFL. MLB, we got you covered in the Discord and on the wager side, wager pass side, but right now, guys, I am checked out on MLB personally. For me, football's hard to get around, so my attentions go to that. All right. Going to talk about Arizona State and San Diego, or I'm sorry, Arizona, the Wildcats, and San Diego State. This game is a really close line. We've got it at a pick'em in a lot of spots, but it opened, you know, I believe San Diego State was just a 1.5 point favorite. They were getting 1.5. It's moved, like I said, to a pick. San Diego State still out there on the money line. And I feel that it's a good move to play the money line on San Diego State, the Aztecs. I'm going to tell you why. The offensive line and the run game for them that is intact. Coming back from last year and the defense and the special, I know I'm dumb and I harp on special teams a lot, but we're gonna get into it. I'm just kind of locking something in real quick so I don't forget, get myself some water. So Arizona covered last week against BYU, which we were on that. San Diego State, they played New Mexico State, and at first you'd look at that and say that they underwhelmed. But look, Rocky, I think it's Rocky Long that just left. He was like a legendary coach at San Diego State. And he went to New Mexico State as the D coordinator, so just kind of downgraded close to retirement. He knows the San Diego State team. He helped build it. So, of course. A lot of his guys are on this defense that he played against. So, there's a lot of love there. Point being, Arizona had a really low win total set at the beginning of the year. 2.5. I had them on a over on that, by the way, but I had them losing their first two games. They lost against BYU, but covered, lost or losing against San Diego State here. And so I will say San Diego State is 5-10 and lost the last four meetings against Arizona. They haven't played since 2001. So really long time ago sample size. San Diego State has won their last five games against Pac-12 teams, including some road upsets of UCLA and Arizona State recently. So I will say that I have a lot of faith in San Diego State. They've got 17 starters back. Same number as Arizona, but Jed Fish in his first year as a head coach here. Don Brown at the D coordinator spot. Look, I don't really believe in Brady Hoke all that much. I'm not a big Hoke fan. And he's in his second year here back. He actually coached them for a year in 2009 to 2010. And then, of course, the debacle at Michigan. But Jed Fish, he coached UCLA as an interim at UCLA for a year. I will say Arizona's linebacker core is what impressed me in the early parts of the season. And, you know, just special teams alone, 78th, 125th, 45th, 110th, 115th, 48th. So looks like every third year they have a decent year. So, I mean, if they spike through to the top 50, I wouldn't be shocked. But
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
San Diego State, 12th, 18th, 40th, 56th, 8th, 16th, I mean, they're top 15 this year, in my opinion. They got their guy back in Doug Deacon. He's a former player of Brady Hoke's, actually. Look, special teams are huge, especially if they execute them in the way that they need to in the team's DNA. So if I'm looking into the DNA of San Diego State, San Diego State really, really has the luxury of one of the deepest running back units in the in the Mountain West. Jalen Armstead, you know, young guy in the backfield, stood out in spring. He could provide depth some way in the rotation. But look, the main guy is going to be Mr. Bell, Greg Bell. This guy started as a wild card early in his career with San Diego State because they lost, you know, their top rusher, career rusher, and Donnell Pumphrey in 2016. They lost Rashad Penny. Look, and then also wanted to throw out, this is good Bard knowledge, good Bard trivia. Marshall Faulk, second all-time career rushing leader at San Diego State from 1991 to 1993. So, but Donnell Pumphrey, 6,400 yards. Marshall Faulk, 4,589. Wow. Anyway, so this Greg Bell kid was the number 17 JUCO player, according to Phil Still, when he came out. But he missed all of 19 with an eye injury. Hoke said he had a good combo of size and speed. Look, I think that it's cool that he was the first ever Aztec to have four straight 100-plus yard games. Obviously, the eye injury, he needs to get around. But he's very uber talented, uber talented. This whole backfield's pretty good. He was second team Mountain West last year. Greg Bell could hit, you know, a good 1,500 yards easily and become, he could pass Marshall Faulk for sure. Or I'm sorry, he could get up there with Rashad Penny and maybe pass Marshall. So maybe. But the receivers, top eight, you know, return from 2020. And a lot of them from 19. They get a 6'6 transfer in Tyrell Shavers, 6'6, like I said. Number 28 available transfer out of Mississippi State, Alabama, formerly. So that's huge. Big possession receiver. Consistency at quarterback is something that they definitely need. Lucas Johnson is going to be getting a look. Jalen Maiden. But surprisingly, look, I believe it's Jordan Brockshire, the junior, started last week. So maybe they go with a different guy. I don't know. I want to see what Brady Hoke's got in mind. Brockshire started the last two from the season last year, and Hoke liked the way that they ended the year. So they built some good momentum. The offensive line, they're getting 50 or 65 career starts back. They do lose fourth team Mountain West guy, Jacob Capra. First team left tackle, Kyle Spaulding. But this is a group that, without the last four games being aided by the efforts of Greg Bell, who went down with that injury, you know, their numbers dipped, but they still held 199 yards per game rushing. And when they reach 200 yards rushing, 200 yards plus, let's see, I found this somewhere. I was trying to find it on the fly. Here we go. They were 47-2, 3-0 last year when they hit 200 yards rushing. And look, Greg Bell's health is huge. And the guys on defense that they return, their D coordinator is in his second year. They got this 3-3-5 scheme. Lots of pass rush. They do lose their top three tacklers from last year, the Aztecs do. But they do return tons of tackles for losses, tons of pressure, tons of quarterback hits. Their sack rate could be upwards of 9 this year, I would say. experience chart, you know, they're pretty up there. They did dip into the 70s last year. But I think guys like, you know, Taylor Hawkins, Trenton Thompson in the backfield could help make up for the loss of the two first team Mountain West defensive backs from last year. Special teams, like I said, is going to be huge. Matt Ariza, he's going to handle kicking and punting duties to start the season. And Brady Hoke, I don't believe in him a lot. He's not one of my favorite coaches. But in this spot against Arizona, I think that I've got to support what's been in place a little bit before he got there. I mean, there's still some of that tradition from Rocky in place and Rocky Long, that is. You know, Arizona, experience on the offensive line. Can't knock that. The run game will be strong, but they're going against one of the premier run defenses. They were top five last year in yards per game and have been for like the last 4 years. They're top 10 usually. Total defense, yards allowed. I mean, top, I think they finished seventh on average over the last 3 years. So, you know, fact check me. I'm probably wrong by a couple smidgens of numbers, but there's a couple games to talk about. Well, long story short, I really like San Diego State. I think before this game starts, you're going to see San Diego State no longer with plus money on the money line. I feel that we got first half looks already here. So San Diego State's a minus 125 favorite for the first half, but they're a full game dog. Arizona State did get the backdoor cover last week against BYU, but it's not a backdoor win. I think San Diego State, if they are up at half, they're going to control this game the whole way out. Arizona's not going to be able to get their run game going, in my prediction. So I'm going to take half a unit, and I'm going to place it on the first half under at 23.5. It is at minus 115, but I think that with this defense and also Arizona, you know, they're not terrible. I like what they got in place. 9 defensive starters back from last year. So let's look at that first half under. All right. So there's a little bit of a breakdown on that San Diego State Arizona game. BYU plus 7 at Utah. Just throwing it out there because I referenced BYU in that last breakdown. I'm going to be taking the plus 7 against Utah. Utah struggled against Weber State, so I'm going to look at BYU. So BYU's got a couple of good looks in a row now. You know, was able to fade them last week, but I think coming back and getting that look is a good way to go. New Mexico State, New Mexico. Kind of want to do a breakdown on this one, but under 53.5 is something that interests me. Because it's a rivalry game. I think there's a couple players that were questionable that are getting ruled in. 97% of the money is coming in on New Mexico State. Like I said, it's a rivalry game. It's a ton of points. Terry Wilson, the quarterback that transferred in from Kentucky, is dynamic for the Lobos. So, you know, if he's healthy. Speaking of health, I forgot to mention Jordan Wagner, Jameer Joyner, and Jabbar Triplett. So a linebacker from Triplett. Joyner is a wide receiver. Couldn't decide if I want to say wide out or wide receiver. And then Jordan Morgan is actually a starting offensive lineman. All questionable. So we're looking to keep an eye on that. San Diego State's a clean sheet. So that kind of factored into my decision a little there. Joyner's a receiver that they were looking for to develop and kind of flourish a little this year. The Wildcats. All right, back to New Mexico State. Off shot tangent. 19 is a lot of points. I mean, that means that New Mexico is probably going to have to win by like 21. And this thing opened. I mean, this thing was, wow. It's been all the way up to 21 and a half. It's been down to 18 and a half. Just looking at the line movement on it. You know, that is just hard for me. 19, that's a lot in a rivalry game, and I can't decide. So I'm going to stick on the under. 53.5 is where I got it. It's currently at 54 or 54.5 if you're lucky. And, you know, you're going to get a better look or value on it in that regard. I don't think that, I mean, both defenses are bad, but I think both offenses are pretty bad also. Liberty and Troy, man, that's going to be a good one this weekend. We're going to talk about that one separately at some point. Want to point out the Washington and Michigan line movement. On the total, I grabbed 51, and I believe it can be found on Tally site because it tracks what time and what date I put the bet in or the play. And I talked about it, I believe, yesterday because, I mean, I talked about every game and some FCS stuff on one of the shows earlier in the week. And sorry, multitasking. The Huskies, like I said, lost to Montana. They were ranked. Michigan won and covered against Western Michigan, but they lost their star wideout. I believe his first name's Kenny Bell. So, a lot of concern there. The under, look, it's come down to 48.5. And that's a big bit of a move. And I've got it locked in. So I want to keep monitoring that. Appalachian State in Miami is going to be a real good one. Pittsburgh, Tennessee. I'm going to look to support Pitt. Looking for Michigan State to handle Youngstown, the Penguins. Holy cross, holy moly. Get it rolling. Farmageddon. We can talk about that one. Liberty. All right. So, I put the Washington-Michigan thing in the action app that I use, but I did not play it on Tally site. So that's kind of what I was doing, so I apologize about that. I should be doing that on my own time, not when I'm doing a show. It's all a part of the process. Check out the health report on Pitt in Tennessee, because I think that Pitt has a little bit more structure than Tennessee. Tennessee's still trying to figure out what to do with their quarterback situation. Don't have time to do a deep dive on this, but Jimmy Callaway, wide out for them on the 5th. Still undisclosed if he's going to suit up. He's got an ailment. Aaron Willis, linebacker, suspension out. Josh Heupel's first year. He won his opener. I think he definitely loses this one. It's Pittsburgh's got a decent amount of depth on their defensive front. They are stout. 82% of the money's coming in on them. 66% of the money on the money line. And look, there's a plus 31% difference on the bet percentage to money percentage. 35% versus that 66%. A lot of love to the under. And if one defense or game style is going to work, I'm going to say it's going to be Pittsburgh's. They're going to game flow it and have some nice chunky drives, keep Tennessee off the field, take home field advantage out of it. It's gone up to 3.5, and I got this one at an opening number of, let's see, it was 2. I like this up to 4. You know, if you want to play it up to that 4, I think 6 is where Pittsburgh wins it by. 6 or a full touchdown. 57 is the total, and I would look at possibly playing under 57. I'm sure that it has had some movement. Let me check out the total here. Oh, my. Wow. It opened at 52.5. Well, here, let me go back all the way down. Opened at 53.5. Holy moly. And it's gone up and down, up and down. It went to 52, jumped to 57. Jumped to 57 today at 8:41 this morning. On the 6th, it was at 11:41 a.m. It was 52.5. So within 48 hours, it jumped 4.5 points. And then we get to where we are now, which is 57. This is just some odd stuff. So I would say rush to get the 57s now, because with the way it's going, this could jump or drop back down to like a 53 based off of this line movement chart I was looking at. Wow. Holy crap. Really weird. But first half over 27 has juice of minus 115. Pitt, for reference, is minus 175 to minus 183, I've seen in the money line department. Minus 180, pretty much the consensus. Very strange. I got the minus 2. I like it up to the, look, minus 4, 4.5, whatever. All right. I'd say probably like one more deep dive. And then I'll briefly talk the NFL game we got going on. I'll preview it. But I won't deep dive it because, well, it's for tomorrow's show. Dak Prescott's supposed to be a full go. And they do lose their key offensive lineman, though, and Zach Martin, I believe his name is. And so that hurts them. I think we're going to see Zeke struggle. But we'll get into that. I want to talk Georgia State, UNC real quick. Because I really think Georgia State's got a good spot here. 25.5 is what they're catching against the Tar Heels. And the reason why I'm looking to support these guys, because I think they're going to be able to get pressure on Sam Howell, just like Virginia Tech did. Just enough to help them, you know, cover the spread. I'm not saying they're going to win the game. I wouldn't be shocked if they did, honestly, with the way it's early, but a lot of people were just trying to deny it and say how good UNC was still going into this year. A lot of things missing in place, missing out of place. So I was looking at that one. I was. Then, oh, here we go. We got Alabama minus 56.5 against Mercer. I'm rolling with it. Give me that. Hey, I'm rolling with Bama all year, like I said. Bama. Oh, man. This Duke NCAT game, North Carolina A&T, is driving me crazy. I want to play it. It's a Friday game, though. We can hold off. We'll see how it goes. Western Kentucky, 6.5 against Army. Interests me. Army shut down this Georgia State team that I was talking about before I got distracted. But the fact of the matter is Cornelius Brown for Georgia State, he has a decent line in front of him. Those guys definitely got a chance to key up. And I think, honestly, defensively as well, they are in a good spot to succeed. I think that they'll be able to get to the quarterback. I think that Sam Howell will have some quarterback hits on him. I feel like the pressure is, let's see, I was reading about their scheme, but Nate Fugua is the fifth year as the D coordinator, outside linebackers coach. Running back room is deep, really, really deep. Shamar McCollum, Hardrick Willis, Trey Moore, Dante Wilson on the line. We got a Wake transfer in who was in for spring, like I said, Shamar McCollum. Freshman Justin Abraham, who had starting experience last year. It's true. A lot of tackles that could be had this year. A lot of pass breakups I noticed on this team returning from last year. I think that's going to be huge. This cornerback room is experienced. You got second team Sun Belt Conference from last year, Quavion White. And then in 7 starts, he had 6 pass breakups. This is Intavious Lane, safety I'm talking about. 4 interceptions, and he was also second team Sun Belt Conference. Chris Moore transferred in from Virginia last year, so he's going to be in here again. Look, this has the Phil Steele rated number 2 offensive line and defensive line. I feel that Georgia State has a good chance to cover. I feel that they are good at 25.5. I would play it down to the key number 24. And plus 25 is a nice round number if you get that option. All righty. I think I've got a couple of more college football opinions. And then we can move on. I'm holding on Eastern Michigan, Wisconsin over 52. I'm so glad first half lines are out already. Wisconsin by 2 touchdowns in the first half. I love that look. I think they're going to come out and perform really well. I will do more of a deep dive on Eastern Michigan at one point or another. I need to do it soon. They're actually on my list of teams to preview. I mean, they bring back so many starters. That's one thing I do recall. 21. They bring back 21. 53 returning. Letterman, only 6 lost. So Chris Creighton in his eighth year here. I think that Wisconsin, though, after the way the Penn State game ended last week, they're going to be looking for some retribution. There's some really good options. Okay, here. All right. So I'm going to wrap up college football, but I'm going to go into some soccer, then talk NFL and wrap up, because I've got some looks on the Bundesliga that's going to start tomorrow. Or no, it'd be Friday the 10th. Really excited. Or not the, what am I looking at? No, it's all on the 11th. So Union Berlin -137 on that money line. I'm looking for them to go ahead and win against Augsburg. Augsburg is just not that good. Also got over 2.5 on that. Half of a unit on the overs here in my Bundesliga plays. But Augsburg, I've got 1.65 units to win 1.2. So we'll be getting 2.85 on return. I like that. And that half unit will take us over the 3-unit mark if those pan out for us. 9:30 Saturday morning. Nice, exciting start. And I've noticed lots of overs in this Bundesliga. So Wolfenstein or Wolfsburg, I've been playing too many video games. Grüter Fürth, I look by blind notion, I took over 2.5 at -162, half of the unit. It swelled up to -172 by a full dime. So got some value on that. Over 2.5 with Mainz and Hoffenheim 1899. And that is also now at -172. These have all risen by a dime. I got my half unit play on that. And then we look towards the EPL, and we're going to be taking a sneak glance at Norwich City, Arsenal over 2.5. Look, Norwich City could probably just allow 3 goals all by themselves in this game is what I'm saying. I'm going to take the full unit on this one. It's 1.48 to win 1, and it's over 2.5. Arsenal, all they got to do is score. Like, they've had terrible goal differential and they haven't really scored, but they've played like the 3 top teams in the table. They played like garbage, so to say, but they also just, you know, they get a good matchup here against Norwich City. I wouldn't be shocked if they win. They're -180 favorites on the money line. Draw is +340. I believe that they take care of business. So over 2.5, it could be a very long day for Norwich City because Arsenal finally gets a chance to do something. Okay. NFL. What we're going to do is talk about that one a little bit. Tampa Bay, Dallas. Man, it's up to 8 now. I was with it whenever it was 6.5. I forgot, man. Forgot to talk about this line movement. But anyway, I mean, play this up to 10, I would say. I mean, Tampa Bay, Dallas with that offensive lineman down. Tampa Bay is going to test Dak. They're going to be in his face. Looking at the first half here. Tom Brady going to try to prove a point. I just feel that Tampa Bay, so much money on the money line on them, has 400, -400 in favorites. This is a ton. We got all sorts of stuff. Yeah, Zach Martin, obviously out. Like I said. I think that the play is going to be Tampa Bay. I'm just kind of looking through some of the market stuff right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll get into that more tomorrow. There's going to be some inactives and such, so we can't really do too much with it right now. But with that being said, I'm going to send you all my good vibes, all my good energies. Hope you have a wonderful, good, safe day. Be kind, be positive. If you can, do something nice for someone. Hope something nice happens for you. And if you need something positive to happen in your life, then I hope it happens. I'm sure it will. Make sure to check us out on the world wide webs, hoop-ball.com. Make sure to enjoy the free content. Leave us a good 5-star review if you're using Apple on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, please, and thanks. Look forward to having you back here tomorrow. With that being said, today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.